This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim prime minister has confirmed a request has been made for U.S. troops to be sent to the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, interim prime minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moïse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a telephone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure from future attacks. The warning to Putin was largely a repetition of the tough rhetoric Biden had used during their meeting in Geneva last month when he warned that there would be consequences for continuing cyber attacks emanating from Russia. The death toll in the collapse of a Miami-area condo building rose to 79 Friday, a number the mayor called heartbreaking as the recovery workers toiled for a 16th day to find victims in the rubble. Another 61 people remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the work to recover victims was moving forward with great urgency in order to bring closure to the families of victims who have spent an agonizing 2 weeks waiting for news. This is VOA News. COVID-19 continues to surge in many states, but the state of Arkansas leads the country with the most new cases per capita. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Arkansas State Health Department says there have been more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases each day for the past 3 days, the highest rate in the nation, according to Johns Hopkins University. Arkansas has now seen more than 355,000 COVID cases since the pandemic began. Only about 35% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated. Missouri and Kansas, also with low vaccination rates, are also seeing a surge in infections due to the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration added 14 Chinese companies to a trade blacklist over their alleged role in that country's abuses of its Uyghur Muslim civilians and other Muslim ethnic minorities. The Commerce Department said in a statement that the electronics and technology firms and other businesses help enable Beijing's campaign of repression, mass detention, and high technology surveillance against Muslim minorities in Xinjiang province. The penalties, which prohibit Americans from selling equipment or other goods to the firms, are the latest from the United States as it steps up financial and trade penalties over China's treatment of the Uyghur people. U.S. immigration authorities will no longer routinely jail migrants facing deportation if they are pregnant or recently gave birth. It reverses a Trump-era immigration policy. The new directive announced Friday does not bar Immigration and Customs Enforcement from initiating proceedings to deport women who are pregnant, nursing, or have given birth within the past year. But they generally would no longer be detained pending the outcome of their cases, except under exceptional circumstances, according to the agency. The practice of detaining pregnant women and migrants has been condemned as a threat to maternal and fetal health by immigrant and women's advocacy groups critical of medical care at detention centers. Recapping one of our top stories, Haiti's interim prime minister has in fact confirmed the request has been made for U.S. troops to be sent to the country, and U.S. President Joe Biden has told Russian President Vladimir Putin once again in a phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.